It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and it's my privilege to be your host today. We're beginning a brand new series today entitled The Voice of the Spirit, Hearing God in a Noisy World. And today's episode is called Tuning Out the Noise. If you've ever struggled to hear God's voice because the volume of life around you is drowning him out, this message is for you. You know, we live in the noisiest generation in human history. Our minds are bombarded constantly with noise. Social media updates, 24-hour news, podcast emails, texts. We have endless opinions and advice and noise competing for our attention. And in the middle of all that, we still try to hear God's still, small voice. Elijah learned this firsthand in 1 Kings chapter 19. He was desperate to hear from God. He traveled a far distance to the mountain of God so he could hear the voice of the Lord, and God told him to go stand on the mountain. And a great wind came, but God wasn't in the wind. And then an earthquake, but guess what? God wasn't in the quake. And then fire, but still no voice. And then came a gentle whisper, and that's where God was. See, God often chooses to speak in a whisper, but we have to be quiet enough to hear it. There's a well-known story of a horse trainer who was called the Whisperer, and he could calm even the wildest stallions by whispering to them, because they had to lean in to hear. He didn't raise his voice to overpower the horse's panic. He actually used quiet confidence to guide them. And that's how God speaks to us, friend. Not to overwhelm us, not to make us afraid, but to draw us close to him. Now you say, Keith, why does God speak in a whisper? Because a whisper requires proximity. You can't hear someone whisper from far away. God whispers to invite intimacy. He wants to draw you in closer to him. And a whisper cuts through the chaos. See, noise shouts and fear shouts and the world shouts. But God doesn't compete with that noise. He speaks quietly because his voice is more powerful than all the chaos. And a whisper also, it builds relationship. See, God isn't just giving us orders. He's building relationship with us. The Bible calls him our Heavenly Father. And relationships, they thrive in an intentional, undistracted presence, spending time. You can't develop a relationship with someone unless you spend time together. Now, to hear God's voice clearly, you must first identify what's drowning him out. And then you ask yourself, what do I listen to more than God? Sometimes you have to take a break from social media. Sometimes my wife says, don't bring the phone down to the pool, just leave it at home. The world can wait. What voices are dominating our thoughts? Is it fear? Is it shame? Is it culture demanding you to just blend in? What habits fill my mind with clutter? See, sometimes we're not lacking God's voice. Sometimes we're just too full of the other voices that are competing for your attention. Now, let me give you some real practical steps to tune out the noise. Very simple. First of all, create sacred space. When I read the New Testament, I find that many times Jesus would withdraw from his disciples. He would get away from the crowd, and he would just go to be alone with his Father and pray. In Israel, by the Sea of Galilee, there's a mountain called Mount Arbel. It's one of my favorite places in all of Israel. I've been there 32 times. And you know what? I believe Jesus would go to that Mount Arbel, and he would go up there where he could have solitude with the Father. Luke 5:16 talks about that. You need quiet places, not just in geography, but in your heart. Designate a time and a space each day where you just unplug from the world and you invite God to speak to your heart. Secondly, fast the noise. See, we commonly think of fasting as just for food and we stop eating and just drink water. But you can fast media, turn off the news. You can fast entertainment. You can fast from social media. It's actually good for your brain. Try a 3-day media fast and replace scrolling with scripture. Silence the world to awaken your spiritual ears and get you more connected with hearing the voice of God. And then thirdly, just be still before God. One of my favorite verses is Psalm 46 in verse 10. And this is what it says. Be still and know that I am God. You know, stillness is hard for most of us. But it's in that stillness that clarity comes. Start with 5 to 10 minutes a day. No agenda, no performance. Just sit before Him and say, speak to me, Lord. Your servant is listening. Do you remember what it was like to tune a radio dial? I can remember as a young kid, my first radio, a little transistor radio, and you would take that knob and tune in to the station you wanted to listen to. And you'd get static, you'd get crackles and other stations bleeding in until suddenly the signal locked in and the voice became real clear. That's just what it's like to hear the voice of God. It's not that He's not speaking, it's that we're off frequency. You see, tuning out the noise is about aligning your heart with the frequency of God. Now, what happens when you tune in? When the noise dies down and His voice breaks through, peace begins to settle in your heart where anxiety used to live. Conviction, it becomes clearer than confusion. And you begin to move with purpose and not panic. And you recognize what's really important. You become more sensitive to His nudges, His promptings, and His directions. This is what Jesus meant when He said, "My sheep listen to my voice." You see, His voice leads us to an abundant life, a happy life, a peaceful life. But we must listen, friend. He's not going to shout. We got to listen for His voice. Now let me ask you today, what would change in your life if God's voice became the loudest voice again? You don't need a prophet. You don't need a lightning bolt. You just need stillness. You need surrender. And you need scripture. The Holy Spirit will do all the rest. See, God is always speaking through His Word, His Spirit, His peace, and those inner promptings. The only question is, have we turned down the volume long enough to hear Him? Now let me take you even deeper into this truth about tuning out the noise. One of the most dangerous things about constant noise is that it creates a false sense of fullness. Just like eating junk food fills you up without nourishing you, spiritual noise can keep you busy, but not connected. You feel full, but you're still starving inside. You see, noise can come even from good things. Church events, podcasts, devotionals, even voices of well-meaning friends. But if we're not careful, those voices become substitutes for the voice of God. Let me say something that may challenge you today. God doesn't want to be your last resort when the noise fails you. He wants to be your first source before the noise ever even starts. That's why we need to begin our day by praying and listening to His voice. You know, in Exodus chapter 33, Moses had something that we often lack. Holy dissatisfaction. He had seen miracles, deliverance, and God's power firsthand. But he still prayed. He said this to God, "If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here." See, Moses understood that hearing God wasn't optional. It was everything. Let me ask you today, friend, are you content with secondhand revelation? Or are you hungry for God's direct whisper? I want you to imagine a pond. Now, if the surface is disturbed by wind or falling debris, you can't see through the water. But the moment the surface becomes still, you can see. The reflection appears clearly. And your heart, it's the same way. When it's agitated by fear and worry and distractions, it's cloudy. But when it becomes still in God's presence, you begin to see clearly. You see yourself. You see the situation, and most importantly, you see your Savior, all through the lens of truth. That's why in Psalm 23, David said this, "He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul." See, God told us, "Be still and know that I am God." God is not in the chaos, friend. He's in the calm. Remember the story in Luke chapter 10 of Martha and her sister Mary? Martha's running around and the pressure's mounting because she's busy doing for Jesus. But she was missing the opportunity to simply be with Jesus. And meanwhile, her sister Mary, she's sitting at his feet, just listening. And Jesus lovingly corrects Martha by saying this, "Martha, Martha, you're worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." What was the better part? It was the stillness. It was presence. It was listening instead of working. And notice, Jesus didn't say Mary was being lazy. He just said she was choosing something eternal. See, friend, when you stop striving and you start sitting in his presence, when you turn down the volume and you turn up your attention, it's then that God speaks. In closing today, what's one voice that you need to turn down this week so that God's voice can rise again in your spirit? Have you made space for his whisper, or are you waiting for a shout that may never come? Are you filling your soul with noise because it's easier than facing what he might say? Now, these aren't easy questions, but they are freeing ones. Because when you finally tune out the world, you tune into a voice that won't mislead you. It won't flatter you. It won't manipulate you. But it'll guide you into all truth. Remember, Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." That's not just a poetic phrase. It's a promise. You can hear him, friend. You were made to hear his voice, the good shepherd. But you've got to choose the better part. So this week, I challenge you to shut the door, silence the screens, turn off the social media long enough to sit at his feet, and then tune in. And I can tell you, friend, you'll hear his voice. Thank you so much for joining me today on Fresh Oil. This week, we've been talking about hearing God in a noisy world. See you tomorrow.
If you're enjoying the ministry of Fresh Oil, check out some of the resources we have available online. Keith Manley has authored a number of books that are available on Amazon.com, including his memoir, This Is My Story. His book, The Grace Revolution, is also available, along with a number of novels in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle ebook. His music is available on Apple Music, Spotify, and all the streaming platforms. Thanks for your support for this radio ministry.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he makes his mercies new every morning.